Missed you guys. It's been a while. Where's Tweedledee and Tweedle? Where are they? All right. Oh, the Moondog's here. I see. I was wondering, I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Yeah, he, you know what's great about that? He earned that one. What a remarkable goal, that third one, to just, you know, that's a mano a mano, and he won the battle, and then to have the wherewithal to tuck that puck in and get a puck by the goalie. He was exceptional tonight, and obviously a big reason why we won.
What's changed for him since December 1st? He's really been putting up goals, putting up points. Has anything changed for him just the way he's playing, or was it the line switching that's kind of spurred this?
I don't know. Probably a lot of things. You know, we kind of went, you know, Stammer point, Johnny down the middle, and probably spread things out a little bit, but we were having some considerable success that way. You know, we'd been going to 11-7 a lot, probably didn't have a steady winger, and it was, you know, probably on me a little bit too, not getting him as much ice as I probably could. But he, you know, he's, you know, pushed him to the wing to get him some more ice time. And Johnny was, he didn't push back, he actually embraced the role. And it just shows, yeah, just puts the team ahead of himself and what's going to be best for the team and ultimately what was best for him. And it's really been working out for him.
Coach, you get an explanation on the Kunitz goal, disallowed goal?
Offside. It's hard. I'm not sure if I could sit here and say why it was offside. Puck wasn't on the ice. Those are really hard for me to, I think hard for anybody to judge. So unless there's angles out there that we don't have, but there wasn't an angle that we could look at that said it was offside. So, but I don't think the refs guess. Toronto doesn't guess. So there's probably an angle out there that said it was, and so probably was.
Coach, they didn't have a penalty called against them. You didn't seem to get a lot of breaks at all tonight, but the team kind of grinded this one out. You happy to see that they were able to keep their composure? Carolina might have got away with the trip here. There are a couple of things that could have gotten called.
Well, I think the thing for us is you look at our last two games. I couldn't tell you the last time we've had a power play, but we definitely haven't had them in the last two games, and we've pulled them both out. And not only that, it's not like the other teams had one. You know, it's what they have, four tonight,
yeah,
and four the other night, and 2 5-on-3s. So that's a lot of time to, you know, a lot of penalties to kill off. And the one thing about that, you know, you're taking away momentum from us, and we're not gaining any momentum from power plays. But in saying that, our guys, actually, it's kind of like a badge of honor now. They're almost saying, don't call one. We don't want you to call one. We'll win this game without them. And I kind of like that about our guys. What's going on here? Like, hold on.
Work in this room.
I need to do this or something. Like, you've got it on like loud click. You want to take some from over there? Okay. I don't know. This is new.
Yeah.
This is all right. No, it's good. It's good.
Bazzi showed some emotion when Bazzi did on the fourth one. We don't see that a whole lot. I was pretty used to the calm and collect. Do you sense any frustration in his game?
I sense a goaltender that is proud in the net, works his tail off. His commitment to this team and his will to win is what I see in that kid. And what he's really been good at is turning the page, and he turns the page. But he wants to win, and he doesn't, you know, I'm sure, you know, they pull the goalie and they're trying to win, and the guy made an exceptional tip. I mean, that puck was going 3 feet wide. And sometimes you got to tip your hat to the, you know, opponent for what they did. But the great ones do not want pucks to go by them. And this, you know, that game could have been, if it was, say it was 5, that was the first goal, you know, he might have showed those same emotions. So I like that in the kid. He's a fighter. He wants to win, and he wants to do well. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's natural when
with the first half, you guys had to wonder, how is this team maintain that kind of edge? How does this goaltender maintain this kind of edge into April? I mean, is that a challenge?
Well, we just got to keep winning. So we're on top of the standings, but like, playoff berths aren't handed out in January. You got to keep grinding. And do we have a little bit of a head start on some of the other teams in the league? We do, but still haven't done anything yet. And it's a little bit of a mantra in the room is, what have we done yet, boys? They're like, nothing. And that's what you like to hear out of them, because this is a process, and the guys have been sticking with it. You know, there's been a lot more ups than downs, but when there has been a little bit of a down, they've responded. And the team is, it's starting to come into their DNA of winning hockey games. And if they don't, or we give up a certain amount of goals, it becomes, it's goes against our pride a little bit. And it's a good group in there. I'm just telling you, they're a good group, and they understand if the train is sliding off the tracks a little bit, what they have to do to get it back. And they've been a lot of fun to coach.
How do you find time for a guy like Vasilevskiy? As many games he wants to play. I mean, he sure as heck can play an All-Star weekend. We know that. Mm-hmm. We have a break coming up. Is it incumbent upon you or to find space for him to just, hey,
well, that space is coming after Thursday. So there's 6 days we don't have a game, and you get to step back. They announced the All-Stars yet? So that comes tomorrow. Who knows? But if he is selected, you're going to have to, he's got to play. It's not like, I guess, that All-Star games are that taxing, and it's an honor to be invited. And so I think that would be great for him, just to acknowledge what he has done this year and what he's done for us. And especially with the quality goaltenders that are in our division, it'd be unreal if he was nominated.
It's just tough. I mean, the best goalie in the league. You want to be the best goalie in the league in April.
But there's no question. But sure. As I said, what's coming up after Thursday, that's almost a week-long break. And that is that's a good time to charge the batteries. And then once we get into March, we're at home a lot. And so now the travel, the wear and tear, because a lot of times it's not always the games, it's the planes, it's the getting in. You look at our last road trip. We got in at 3:30, 2:30, 2:30 from city to city to city. That wears on you. It wears on your body, it wears on your mind. And so that's why, if we can just gobble up as many points before we get to March, and then not that we're relaxing, but at least he gets to sleep in his own bed for a month. And, I think, and then you start managing things then. But right now he's on pace to play maybe a game or two more than what Bish played when he was here. And, Bish was really good in the playoffs when we got there. So he's a competitor. It's funny, these goals, they just want to play. If he could play all 82, he'd say, put me in. But he understands that, that this is a process, too, with him. And that's why I said this break's coming at a good time for us.
Just the two of the goals that Tyler scored, one from his backside, one he just out-muscles again. Mm-hmm. How much of that fight has come back into his game as he's kind of found his rhythm?
I would never sit here and say Tyler Johnson's lost his fight, his game. I think it looks, yes, for those exceptional goals that he scored, there's no question. But you always can't judge guys on their points. And players a lot of times look at themselves and say, oh, I didn't get a point tonight. Maybe I didn't play as well as I should have, which is completely false. And that's what you have to talk out of the players, is when they do go in streaks where they don't score as much, or doing things that they're often used to doing, you got to point out all the other things they're doing well. And sometimes the puck goes in for you, sometimes it hits the post. But if you keep doing the right things long enough and it becomes a habit for you, they keep going in for you. And that's what happens.
Good.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you. Should have worn a mask too.